Good morning, everyone. It is the early morning hours of December 24th, 2017, Christmas Eve. I'm going to be reading from numerous passages. I'm going to look at Psalm 66, Isaiah 43, Jeremiah 33, Hebrews 13, Psalm 86, Exodus 15, and Psalm 69, and Revelation 15:3. This people, have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered me, my soul, from that lowest hell. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Well, we have much to be thankful for, that we can even convey with our lips how grateful we must be that Jesus Christ has made provision for his people. And set us free from the bondage of sin and death. His atonement is the only thing that has secured our eternal life. And when we think about our future in heaven with him, it gives us great comfort to know that we are not going to be cast into outer darkness, where there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Cannot even fathom that. The absolute, utter despair that would bring to a never-dying soul. Christ is our hope. He's our foundation. He's our rock on which we stand. There is no other refuge other than Christ. You know, he is the rock of our salvation. He is our anchor amid the storm. He is our comfort when all around us seems darkness and gloom. When we think of the evil in this world, and how that Satan and his minions come against God's people, it gives us great comfort to know that Jesus Christ said it's finished. Thanks God to be to Jesus Christ, who's gained the victory, given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us the victory. we did not have the faith of Christ, we would be more than miserable. We would be seeking for anything to give us temporary relief from our sorrow. Many people go through their lives and they seem somewhat aloof. They seem somewhat untainted. They don't recognize their depravity. They don't recognize that they need a Savior. They don't even think about what this afterlife will bring. Part of being born again is to have revealed to us our depravity and how absolutely despicable and abominable creatures we are apart from the faith of Christ and His imputed righteousness. We recognize that in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. We recognize that the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? We recognize that we were born shapen in iniquity. Did our mothers conceive us? But we also recognize the purposes of God for His people. He came to save His people from their sins. Thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when all around us we see all of this evil coming more and more apparent, let us look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us praise God for giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus tells us, a new heart will I give unto you. A new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of the Lord of Israel to do it for them. It's good to know that He's done it all. You know, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. I have whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none on earth that I desire beside thee. My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. I rejoice in thy salvation. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of the man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. Our Lord Jesus Christ, though He was rich, yet for your sakes became poor, that He through poverty might through his poverty might be rich. It pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. And the express image, the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels. Well, he giveth to us all life and breath and all things. His tender mercies are over all his works. And the same Lord is over all, is rich in all them that call upon him. He is faithful that promised. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God, our God, shall stand forever. If God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord is on our side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Behold, God himself is with us for our captain. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord, the God of Jacob, is our refuge. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Well, there's many scriptures that we can go to for comfort. I leave you with this thought this morning. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into rest, he also ceased from his own works as God did from his. Hebrews 4, 9 and 10. May the good Lord be with you this day. God bless.